Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. I love this segment. It's where you find a poll, and then we test it against our audience to see how close it is.
Yes. This one here is quite fascinating. So it's all about indoor plants, okay? The stats are alarming.
I love a good indoor plant.
Now, COVID happened, everyone went out and they got a pet. And if you didn't get a pet, you got a plant.
What if you got both?
Oh, is that you?
Yep.
Okay, well, some people got both. Did you know, okay, Australians purchased more plants than ever in 2019 to 2020.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, okay. So 2.6 billion.
That's a lot of plants. It's going to be good for the environment.
Yes, amazing for the environment.
What is it? Carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, putting some oxygen back in.
I'm glad you said that. Simply adding one medium-sized plant, okay, to a room improves the air quality by 25%.
Are you serious?
One plant.
So I've got six plants in, like, my living area.
Yeah. No, you have got some
I got some good oxygen in there.
Clean air, I tell you
Brilliant.
What. Overall, $200 million increase in last year alone when it came to buying plants. So already we spent a lot on plants, but just last year, it rapidly shot up because of COVID. $200 million.
Near my house, there is a cafe that sells plants and coffee.
It's very fashionable.
It's very trendy.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
In my hood in Kelmscott, man. We're trendy as.
Oh, it's really going off there.
If you think trendy, your suburb comes to mind? Kelmscott.
That's exactly what was in my mind.
That's what I thought.
Hey, look, right now, I want to know, do you have an indoor plant? And if you do, how many do you have? Because I've got the stats right now of how many people have them and how many they have.
Okay. So, I'm going to put down.
So, you've got six,
six. Okay. So, what? Well, I need to know how to divide this up so I can take the stats.
Well, basically, all we want to know is text
zero.
Through. Yep.
So if you have no plants, text through as well.
Yes, if you've got no plants, please text through.
Okay.
But if you do have plants, just say, yes, I have plants, and then say how many you have.
Okay.
So you go, yes, and then go, 18. Yes, 20.
Yes.
Mike Crichton from Mornings actually has a lot of plants.
Really? How many does he have?
I think he had more than 20. Yeah, 20 plants.
Really? Inside?
Inside. He loves them.
Quite the horticulturalist, isn't that, Mike?
Because I didn't think he could beat me. I've got 12.
Do you?
I thought that was quite a lot.
That's a lot, because I thought six was pretty good. Jill's texting. Jill has six.
Oh, six. All right, well, get texting, and I'll give you some stats coming up very shortly. But do you have an indoor plant, yes or no? And if it's a yes, how many do you have? We'd love to hear from you on 0429 985 985. I went around the office earlier, and I surveyed about five people, one of which did not have any. I thought, wow.
Only 20% of people surveyed did not have plants.
Crazy. We've got Anne on the phone. Anne, do you have pot plants at home?
Yeah, I've got a few pot plants.
How
many's a few?
Just a few. Around 40 in a room.
In one room?
It's a big-ish room. It's a back room.
How, like, varying sizes? What have you got there?
Oh, they're all very small plants. They're still like maybe toddler-sized plants. So they're just growing, and then when they grow to a certain stage, and then you propagate it, you double it. That's why it's like a lot.
Oh, okay.
But still,
we did that to one of ours, cut off a bit, planted another plant. I need to do more of that, actually.
See, I get that, maybe once or twice.
Then you're not spending as much money either.
Makes sense, because they are expensive.
Exactly, yeah.
I can't believe that. In one room, though, oxygen levels would be
all-time
high.
Through the roof!
Anne, thank you so much for giving us a call.
That's so cool. I love the look of it. If anyone's got, because there's a few people texting through. Helen has 50.
50?
Helen, can you text us a picture? A couple of other people saying,
a 30 of those are in her teenager's bedroom.
Yeah, there are heaps of people saying 40. Someone else, yes, 40 inside the house.
Wow.
Charmaine, thank you. If you've one of these
17,
people.
17.
Oh, Liz.
Six, no, from Emma.
I have over 60 houseplants. Liz!
I want to go to your house.
Liz, can you send us a picture of your house plans?
It'd be like a rainforest.
I want to have a look. Oh, it's so beautiful, though. It's so on trend.
Oh, it's... I want more. I do, but they are very expensive. Hey, keep the texts coming on 0429-985-985. I'll reveal the results coming up very shortly. But do you have a house plan? Yes or no? And if you do, how many do you have? Do you want to know what the most popular plant is to get?
Yes, I do.
It's a fig leaf.
What?
Yep.
You know those tree?
No. You know those fig leaf? We've got a few around the office here.
I don't understand.
It's a big, the leaves are quite big, they grow straight up. I'm pretty sure they're called a fig leaf.
A fig, but...
Fiddle. A fiddle leaf.
Okay.
Do you know what a fiddle leaf is?
No. I'm going to Google it.
Okay, well, Google, that's the most common plant.
Are they the ones that they sent to space that didn't...
I don't know.
Fiddle
big leaves.
Oh, they're beautiful.
That's the most common.
They're expensive, too.
And did you know, not only are they the most common here... but they're the most common in the world as a
houseplant.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
This one here, Beck.
Yes.
From Alex. 150 plants inside. 150.
Alex, can you please? I want to see a picture of all these plants, people. You can't tease me like this. I have 150 plants. I want to see them.
I want to go to your house.
We want to go and breathe your fresh air.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best. You could bottle that air.
You reckon?
Yeah, mark it. 150, one room. Pure plant
oxygen
juice air. It would take a long time as well to water that.
Yeah, is that all you're doing, Alex? Just walking around watering your plants? By the time you finish, you need to do it again?
Unless they've got like a hydroponic system and it just runs itself.
But also some plants are hardy and only need watering once or twice
true.
A week.
Could be
How do you
cactuses?
Keep track of it all? I have so many questions for you, Alex.
Anyway, a lot of texts coming through and we've done the math. I'm going to give you the stats and then we'll go with
are
the stats
doing
that I have.
Your study stats?
Yep.
Okay.
From Google. So 66% of people own at least one indoor plant.
Oh, yeah?
What have you got for us?
76% of our listeners.
76?
76%
of our
listeners.
So we love plants more than average.
Yeah. Above average.
And we have some great air. And 33% of people own at least 5 indoor plants. Our results say that's a little bit higher, 36%.
Have at
so
least 5 or more.
Have 5 or more plants in their household.
98.5 loves plants.
We love plants.
That's our new...
slogan?
Yeah, slogan. 98.5. We love plants.
It was We Are Family.
No.
But now scrap that.
Yeah, we love.
We love plants.
See, I noticed I say plants, and then you start saying plants, and then I change it to plants.
Plants, plants. I say plants.
You say plants.
Yeah, plants.
How do you say chance? Chance or chance?
Chance. Up next, up for grabs, we've got your chance. I say chance.
Chance. Interesting. It means nothing. You're just a little bit more classy. That's all.
Hey, keep them coming, though. I want to know if anyone can beat 150. Remember, it has to be inside. Because I know a lot of people have outdoor plants, but I'm talking inside. If you can beat 150, please text through. Hey, if you've got time, take
Send
a quick
picture.
Photo. We want to see it. You just got a picture from Alex.
I did,
now,
Alex.
Alex is the person that texts through saying that he has 150 indoor plants.
Now, he sent me ones that just... the bathroom.
Oh,
he also
okay.
said, yeah, the watering does take up a fair bit of my week.
I could imagine.
The bathroom looks beautiful. It looks like a little rainforest with plants hanging from the roof as
well.
And shelves of plants. Beautiful. I want my bathroom like this.
How many do you think are just in the bathroom right now?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Probably up 12, 15 maybe.
12, 15. Are they, so they're the small ones that just dangle down
everywhere?
No,
there's some big ones over by the window as well.
Oh.
So pretty. Thanks, Alex. That makes my heart happy. Evan, I know you're listening. Can we please buy bathroom plants? They will thrive in the humidity of three children having showers in there.
Well, I know you just said it makes me happy.
Yes.
Okay. Having 5 or more plants leads, and this is scientifically proven, leads to people feeling healthier and happier.
Oh,
so
see?
Everyone needs at least 5 plants in their house.
Evan will probably say no because he's the one who looks after all the plants.
Well, start looking after them.
I've got 3 children to look after.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.